Master Trooper Gary Cutler with the State Patrol. Good morning, Trooper.
Good morning.
And you know what a perfect time. We're expecting some more snow yet again in some of our higher terrain areas beginning tonight and into tomorrow. And there's a lot to be taken into consideration when it comes to driving in the adverse conditions.
There is, you know, and this time of year, especially in the way our year has been where we haven't had a lot of snow, we always get a little nervous when we have these snowstorms because people get used to having the dry roads, and so they tend to forget that they need to be a little more cautious on these. And even like you're saying, where we may have some rain prior to this, that means that we're going to possibly get some ice even before the snow comes down onto the ground. So those are the kind of things that we want people to be aware of when we have these periodic snowstorms in the spring and late part of winter.
And what are some of the biggest issues that the State Patrol sees when it comes to people not driving according to the conditions?
The two biggest that we have are going too fast for the conditions, because we have people that still go over the speed limit, which just amazes us. But even going the speed limit is a problem on some of those. The second is following too closely for those conditions, especially when you're going too fast and you hit that ice or snow and you slide into somebody. So those are our two biggest issues we seem to find every time we have snowstorms.
Well, and I have a teenager who's just in the learning to drive stage, and I was trying to describe, because, you know, if you've been driving a while, and especially in Colorado, been driving a while, it's just natural instincts now how to drive in the snow. But what's the advice for people who are new to driving in the snow? What to do if you're caught in a slide?
The biggest thing on first, before you even hit the slide, is realize that everything's going to take you longer, stopping, turning. So everything's going to be a little slower, so take it slower. If you get into somewhere where you are starting to slide, the best thing to do most of the time is just try not to overcorrect, because that's when we get the rollovers. So it's just, you know, and don't hit the brakes too hard. We do have the anti-lock brakes, so that helps us a bit more now. But you have to look at the situation. Each of them are different. But by overcorrecting, you're definitely going to enhance whatever damage there was to it and possibly cause more injury.
And you'd mentioned, you know, a lot of cars now standard with the anti-lock brake system. Obviously, a lot of technological assistance to help, but it still does not mean that you're 100% protected. And again, even if you have something like, say, four-wheel drive, that doesn't mean you have four-wheel stop. And sometimes just the physics of ice, slow, icy conditions plus a 3,000-pound vehicle means that you need to take that extra precaution.
Absolutely. And speaking of those four-wheel drives, though, they do. They have more control, and they can get going faster. And when it comes down to stopping, the thing that we always try to tell them is, yes, you might be able to do this, but the people around you, they may lose control as well. And then when it comes down to stopping, you're not going to be able to do that. And the last thing you want to be doing is hitting somebody at high speeds when they've slid out and you end up T-boning them or something like that.
And what does it take, I guess, in terms of your tire tread depth to really have a good situation when you're out on snowy roads?
So we go with at least 3/16 of an inch of tread, and that's the minimum we'd like everybody to have so that you can get there. Because when you think about it, there's not a lot of tread that's actually on the roadway holding the road when you're driving. So you need as much help as you can to try and get that water through. But when you have snow, that gets packed in there, and so then you start getting slicks, and so that's another issue with it. So when we have slush on the road especially, that's a very bad thing to have, because people hit that and they don't have the right traction and they lose control.
And Trooper, I know you mentioned, you know, the number 3/16, but if we all don't carry a ruler or precise measuring tool in our vehicle, does the old penny test still hold true? If it goes over Abe Lincoln's head, that's pretty much good tread depth?
So it has changed a little bit, so that one's not going like it used to, so you need to have a little bit more. So it's more now, we talk about doing it with a quarter and having Washington's head completely on the forehead part, to where you can't see that. And that gives you a little closer to the 3/16-inch tread.
All right, good information with that. Again, Master Trooper Gary Cutler with the Colorado State Patrol, thank you so much for joining us here and helping keep us safe as we head out and about on the roadways throughout the rest of the spring and winter months.
Well, you're welcome. You guys have a good day.